In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin by praying the prayer for the suffering souls of St. Gertrude the Great. Eternal Father, I offer Thee the most precious blood of Thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, and for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home, and for those within my family. Amen. Today is the feast of one of the Catholic Church's greatest saints, Saint Gertrude the Great. She is the only female saint who is honored with the title the Great. Saint Gertrude is the diadem, the queen flower of the Benedictine order, the most beautiful lily among the holy virgins who flourished during the glorious time of the Middle Ages. Our Lord revealed the sublime sanctity of Saint Gertrude to numerous pious souls. On one occasion He said the following, quote, "You can find me in no place where I delight more, or which is more suitable for me, than in the sacrament of the altar. And after that, in the heart and soul of Gertrude, my beloved." Close quote. One of the outstanding aspects of St. Gertrude's spirituality was her profound devotion to the poor souls in purgatory. Always at Mass and at Holy Communion, she prayed for the holy souls. At every Holy Communion, she beseeched Jesus with tender, fervent petitions to be merciful to these dear sufferers. I'm going to give you just two brief examples of Saint Gertrude praying for the souls in purgatory. The first example. The final purification of this particular soul was effected with difficulty and took a long time. It was revealed to Gertrude that some sinners cannot, on first reaching purgatory, profit by the ordinary suffrages of the church. After a certain period of expiation, this obstacle is removed, and then the prayers and good works of the faithful, constantly descending into purgatory, like a refreshing dew, can relieve them, as well as the rest of the suffering portion of Christ's flock. Gertrude inquired of our Lord what prayer she could say in order to remove from the soul in question this terrible hindrance to its speedy release. Our Lord answered, "No prayer or good work is sufficient of itself to succor a soul doomed to this penalty. It can only be helped by an act of love, similar to that which you have just made. Now this is itself a favor which cannot be earned, and which only I can give. Nor can it be applied to a soul in purgatory unless that soul has merited it during life through some special grace. Nevertheless, the punishment will at length be mitigated by the prayers and satisfactory acts of the faithful on earth, especially if they are offered with affection. The time of expiation is longer or shorter, according to the fervor of the friends of the deceased and also according to his own merits." Close quote. And the second example. One day as St. Gertrude was praying in general for all the souls in purgatory, she saw a soldier who had died about 14 years previously. His appearance was that of a hideous monster covered with sharp pointed horns instead of hairs. He was suspended over the mouth of hell by a sort of pole placed under his left arm, and from the abyss rose a vapor, which caused him indescribable torment. Nor could he receive relief from the ordinary suffrages of the church. God made known to Gertrude that the man, while on earth, had sinned by pride and arrogance, denoted by the horns, but that his occasional acts of goodwill, denoted by the pole, had saved him from being condemned to the flames of hell. Gertrude began the recitation of the great Psalter for his relief. And at once the hideous appearance ceased. And the soul took the form of a little child, though still covered with stains. Gertrude redoubled her prayers, and soon the soldier was transported to a place where several other souls were assembled. Arrived there, he manifested as great joy as if he had been taken from the depths of hell to the delights of paradise. And his benefactress knew by this that he was now able to receive help from the ordinary treasury of the church. Let us pray for the poor souls in purgatory. O most sweet Lord Jesus Christ, I give thee thanks for all the graces thou didst lavish upon thy beloved spouse, Saint Gertrude. I thank thee especially for that ineffable love, wherewith thou didst pre-elect her from all eternity, didst enrich her so highly, and didst draw her so sweetly to thyself by the strongest bonds of love. Through her merits and intercession, grant eternal rest to the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Requiescant in pace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray for the holy souls in purgatory. Most loving Jesus, I implore thy boundless mercy through the intercession of thy Virgin Mother for the consolation and relief of the suffering souls in purgatory. Assist them, O Lord, with thy grace. And thou, Mary, Queen of Purgatory and Ocean of Grace, be their powerful advocate and mediatrix. Amen. All grace comes to us from our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we well know, He is the fountain, He is the source. But it comes to us through Mary. And this is true for all souls, whether those souls are on earth or in purgatory. Saint Bernardine of Siena says, quote, Mary is the dispensatrix of all the graces God bestows on man, close quote. Saint Antoninus says, quote, all graces that have ever been bestowed on men, all of them came through Mary, close quote. And Pope Leo XIII teaches, quote, every grace granted to man has a threefold order. It is communicated by God to Christ. From Christ, it passes to the Virgin. And from the Virgin, it descends to us. Of the great treasury of all graces given to us by our Lord, nothing comes to us except through Mary's mediation, for such is God's will. Close quote. Mary is, as it were, the bridge over which Jesus passed in coming to us. Hence, she is also the bridge over which we go to Jesus in heaven. And so, relevant to this month of November, month dedicated to the holy souls in purgatory, Mary is also the bridge by which the suffering yet happy souls cross from purgatory to heaven. In her revelations to Saint Bridget of Sweden, the Blessed Virgin Mary gave herself the beautiful name of Mother of the Souls in Purgatory. She tells St. Bridget, quote, I am the mother of all those who are in the place of expiation. My prayers mitigate the chastisements which are inflicted on them for their faults. Close quote. The official handbook of the Legion of Mary states the following, quote, Purgatory forms part of the realm of Mary. There too are her children, who in a passing spell of pain await their birth to the glory which will never pass. St. Vincent Ferrer, St. Bernardine of Siena, as well as others, explicitly proclaim Mary to be Queen of Purgatory. Close quote. A great consolation to the souls in purgatory are the visits from the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Purgatory, Mother of Mercy, and Comforter of the Afflicted. Don't forget this great title of our Blessed Mother. We use this title always to invoke her in her litany, Comforter of the Afflicted. That especially applies to her children who are in purgatory. Our Lady exercises her mercy in purgatory, especially on Saturdays and on her different feasts, which become festival days in purgatory. We see in the revelation of the saints that on Saturday, the day specially consecrated to the Blessed Virgin, the sweet Mother of Mercy descends into the dungeons of purgatory to visit and console her devoted servants. She delivers those souls who have worn her scapular and deserve the Sabbatine privilege, and then gives relief and consolation to other souls who practiced true devotion to her. Our Blessed Mother doesn't forget her children, and she doesn't forget the souls in purgatory. One witness of this was the Venerable Sister Paula of St. Teresa, a Dominican religious of the convent of St. Catherine in Naples. One Saturday she fell into ecstasy and was transported in spirit to purgatory, where she was quite surprised to find it transformed into a paradise of delights, illuminated by a bright light instead of the darkness which at other times prevailed. Sister Paula then saw the Queen of Heaven surrounded by a multitude of angels, to whom she gave orders to liberate those souls who had honored her in a special manner and conduct them to heaven. And I'll conclude this morning by just reading a brief quote to you. This is from St. Alphonsus Liguori, Doctor of the Church. This is what he is teaching about, you know, Mary's maternal care and intercession for her children in purgatory, the souls in purgatory. So, St. Alphonsus Liguori. The servants of Mary are fortunate indeed. They enjoy her help not only here on earth, but also in purgatory, where they are assisted and consoled by her protection. Our merciful Mother deigns at times to enter the holy prison of purgatory to visit and comfort her suffering children. I have penetrated into the bottom of the deep. Ecclesiasticus 24:8. In these words of Ecclesiasticus, she says equivalently, I have penetrated into the depths of purgatory to help those holy souls. Mary not only consoles and relieves her servants in purgatory, but she also frees them from that prison by her prayers. According to Gerson, on the day of her assumption into heaven, purgatory was entirely emptied. From that time on, Mary had the privilege of delivering her servants from the pains of purgatory. St. Bernardine of Siena asserts positively that the Blessed Virgin has the power of delivering souls from purgatory, especially those of her servants, by her prayers and by applying her own merits to them. Novarinus is of the same opinion and says that not only are the pains of those souls lessened by the merits of Mary, but the time of their suffering is shortened by her intercession. She has only to ask, and it is done. We pray for the holy souls, and we ask our Blessed Mother to intercede for them. Requiem aeternam dona eis Domine, et lux perpetua luceat eis. Requiescant in pace. Amen. O Mary, Mother most merciful, intercede for the souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.